Greetings and welcome to The End, last week, this week, and next week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I'm your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Before we get into it, a quick note to let you know I've totally overhauled the newsletter this week. I think it flows much better, it should look much better on mobile devices, and be more close to acceptable for those who use screen readers. So do me a favor and have a look, and then give me your feedback. Much obliged in advance. Now, where was I? Oh yes, let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 42nd, highlighted 7 shows in the season finales and finished series section, and 2 of them wrapped within the last week. Goodbye Blue Mondays, a dramatized, absurdist sci-fi comedy from Lovely Machine and Story Engine, posted the finale of their first season on June 20th. Give yourself just over 2 hours to listen to the 6 episodes in preparation for Season 2, which starts next April. Liars and Leeches, a dramatized supernatural horror from Hemlock Creek Productions, finished their first season on June 16th. It'll take you about 4 hours to listen to the 10 episodes. Season 2 will happen next year.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. Up first is The Polybius Conspiracy, a dramatized thriller from John Franchette and Todd Luoto in conjunction with Wayland Productions. Now, I spent a lot of quarters in arcades in the 80s, but luckily, nothing like this happened to me. Check out the trailer for this mockumentary.
I think that Portland, Oregon is in a place where it very much wants to try to construct an identity for itself, like the whole Keep Portland Weird thing, which we stole from Austin, Texas.
It's always been a city that loves the odd.
You can go days without seeing sunlight. And I think that that feeds into the psychosis for folks to buy into these legends.
Whether it's Bigfoot, aliens, or the infamous skyjacking case of D.B. Cooper, Oregon has a bit of everything for enthusiasts of the unexplained, including a sinister arcade game.
There's a game in the Pacific Northwest that was really popular, lines out the door to play the game, but
this game would make every kid who played it go crazy.
People would come away and they would feel changed.
Kids would have epileptic seizures.
Lose control of their thoughts or feel like they're being controlled.
Someone died after they played the game.
This is the legend of Polybius, which allegedly surfaced in arcades for only a few short weeks in the fall of 1981, but left an indelible mark on pop culture. The only question is, did it even exist? How much is fact, and how much is fabrication?
With the advent of video games, the government was thinking, how can we use this to our advantage?
Some people have talked about the connection between Polybius and MKUltra.
I don't think any of the theories have any basis in reality.
Placing it somewhere where everybody thinks everything is a myth and an herbal legend to begin with, kind of smart cover.
As strange as some of our discoveries were, the more co-producer Todd Luoto and I delved into the legend, the more certain we became that it was nothing more than an online hoax. Stories passed around a digital campfire. Until we met Bobby.
Okay, everyone, so come out this way, and you can see the end of our tour, the arcade that I would go to every single day, where everything that changed my life occurred.
There was somebody who remembers playing the game back when it supposedly came out.
And he takes people from location to location in places he believes are connected to the Polybius conspiracy.
And he had spied that so many people were into this, and he thought, aha, this is my way I could get some positive attention.
But for the purposes of this tour, he claims that he was abducted as a kid.
Now people are talking about this, and what people are saying is silly conspiracy theory stuff. I've spent my whole life people not believing me. I'm to the point where I don't care anymore.
I could see him being involved, or even claiming he was involved.
I don't know if he truly believes it.
But then how do you explain someone saying that?
It's a good racket.
You ask if I'm a believer.
Well, you know, you believe one part of it.
What I would say to you is yes.
It just doesn't make sense.
I do not believe Bobby.
I believe Bobby. I believe Bobby.
I'm John Frechette. Join me for a new podcast, The Polybius Conspiracy, right here on Showcase from PRX's Radiotopia.
The The Polybius Conspiracy is a complete show with 7 episodes for about 3.5 hours of pew-pew entertainment. My next recommendation is Bronzeville, a dramatized historical fiction thriller from Josh Olson via Realm. Listen, Lawrence Fishburne is in this one, and he's just one of the stars in this exceptional period piece set in Chicago's South Side. Here's the trailer.
You're listening to radio station WKW in Chicago, Illinois. June 11th, 1945. Our big story.
Brother man, how lucky do you feel today?
Sorry, what?
Numbers, brother. I'm talking about the policy wheel, country.
Name's not country. It's Jimmy.
Welcome to Bronzeville, my brother.
The wheels keep spinning. Nothing can stop them.
That was Curtis Eyeball Randall. He built all this. Then he handed it off to Everett Copeland.
Zeke, Jesse, my brothers.
Yeah, man.
All of it. They got a piece of it. The hospital, the library. Hell, they own the best clubs.
I was neck deep in all of it, Anna.
I knew that when I met your baby.
How I get so lucky to end up with you?
Lord watches over all of us. He delivered me to you just as surely as he delivered you to me.
Listen, Curtis, I'm asking
you... You're asking me to go back to doing what I used to do.
I don't know if Jesse can keep it all together.
Everybody, down on the floor!
Someone hit the department store, someone hit the bank.
Put the money in the bag!
If I do what you're asking me to do, Everett, we risk losing everything.
Lisa Copeland.
Lisa Copeland.
That is Miss Lisa Copeland.
The best way to stay in charge is to make him think he's in charge.
Do I think you need to be protected?
No.
That might be why I like you, Jimmy.
Well, as I live and breathe, better off with Bonds.
Hello, Zeke.
Frank Bond's been in town the past few weeks. He's doing business, he's hitting clubs, he's all over.
All these color folks, we all get together, we got some real power in this town.
You need to stand strong.
Company goon!
When the day comes that you're standing in front of him, the day when you are about to be judged,
are you going to be able to meet his eye?
Are you going to tell him you never line the devil's pockets?
There's always someone tougher waiting to take his shot. Gotta be smart. Gotta be ready for anything.
Bronzeville.
Bronzeville is complete with 2 seasons, 17 episodes, and almost 11 hours of enjoyment.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 2 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and neither of those restarts start this month. So before I get to the remaining trailers and snippets, I wanted to say a huge thank you to Ben, Colin, Fred, Charlotte, and Craig, each of whom recently became individual supporters of The End with a teeny tiny contribution. Now they get value out of The End, so they're returning some of that value to me. If you're so inclined, please check out the support page on the website. And that's all for this episode of The End. Last week, this week, and next week, for these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 42nd issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are the 2 remaining trailers. Goodbye, Blue Mondays.
Please be advised, this show contains strong language and references to human reproductive organs. It is suggested for mature listeners.
Oh my God, I won! I can't believe it! It's real, people! The retirement lottery is real!
Every week another winner. Every week another victim of the feminist industrial complex.
Do you really think Jerry has a winning ticket?
I think you might be a little obsessed with Jerry.
Well, he thinks this whole thing's a plot. I mean, the lottery.
To rid the world of men, I know.
It's ridiculous, right?
Blade's got a man on the inside, dude. The Johnson loyalists are everywhere. It's legit. This is a real ticket, and I am a chosen one.
Blade Johnson? God, you actually buy this shit? There is no way that ticket is real.
In a world in which everyone agreed God was real and gracious and good, it was inconceivable to Elliot that a human person as wretched as
Jerry fucking dingle? Wait, the very definition of God's worthless creations?
Would ever be a winner of the coveted global early retirement lottery.
You think guys like him would be a thing of the past, for Christ's sakes? He's 2054.
This is America. We love the past.
Especially as the weekly drawing, which whisked its lucky winners off to the retirement of their dreams, was the only thing Elliot looked forward to these days.
Thank you, Lord, for another day to remind me what an awful and merciless God you really are. I hope the world blows up tomorrow. Unless I win the lottery.
And now, let's play Lotto.
May you retire early and happily, y'all.
If Jerry Dingle did in fact hold a winning ticket, then maybe there was a way for Elliot to better his 10,833 and 9.8 billion odds of winning the coveted global early retirement lottery. Of course, that would mean he would have to...
steal it.
Precisely.
Goodbye, Blue Mondays. Coming soon to wherever you find your favorite podcast. Learn more at goodbyebluemondayspod.com.
Goodbye, Blue Mondays, a dramatized, absurdist sci-fi comedy from Lovely Machine and Story Engine, has reached the finale of the first season. Liars and Leeches.
From Hemlock Creek Productions comes the new supernatural horror audio drama, Liars and Leeches. Grief, anxiety, terror. Tanya Wright felt it all after the tragic murders of her sister and brother-in-law in a random act of gun violence. Struggling to travel outside of her home, she now lives constantly on edge about perceived threats that seem to surround her. Retreating to the house her sister and brother-in-law once shared to process her grief, Tanya soon discovers that someone, or something, has followed her there. With the help of her best friend Natalie and others she meets along the way, can Tanya overcome her fears before they completely consume her? For more information about Liars and Leeches and Hemlock Creek Productions, visit www.hemlockcreekprod.com. That's Hemlock Creek, P-R-O-D.com.
Liars and Leeches, a dramatized supernatural horror from Hemlock Creek Productions, has reached the finale of their first season. That's it for the trailers. Once again, I'm Evo Terra for The End. Cheers!